This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. United Airlines plans to furlough 13,000 employees. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports more than 2,000 could be in Denver.
This summer, United filed notices with the state of Colorado warning of about 2,895 job cuts in Denver. The furloughs, many of which would be temporary, were slated to begin October 1st. Airlines received billions of dollars of government aid in March in exchange for an agreement not to cut jobs. That program ended this week. Airlines say the layoffs happening now are necessary unless they get additional aid. Congress has so far failed to reach agreement on a new coronavirus relief package. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
An LGBTQ resource center in Denver has moved its annual health fair that starts today online this year. Spokeswoman Sable Schultz says connecting constituents to proper care is even more important given the pandemic. She says nearly half of the Coloradans who identify as LGBTQ are not confident that their doctors understand their needs.
When people are able to access LGBTQ supportive care, they're about a third more likely to check in with their primary care physicians. So having providers who are LGBTQ competent really make a huge impact on the well-being of Coloradans.
Schultz says the center hopes its virtual event reaches more Coloradans outside the Denver area. This is CPR News.